Hey everybody, welcome back to Three Dads Talking About Anime. This is Chest, aka Chest, one of the many, many three hosts here on the show. Whom else is with me tonight?
I'm Colb.
And I'm Ben.
I got Ben.
What happened?
No, I just get a little giddy sometimes in podcast night.
It also is, you were just saying you wanted a guest, and that inspired me to be more like, you know, like sport and
a little flavor.
So I think that like really got you going. You enjoyed that.
Yeah. I think I just get like when we're doing the intro, I know it's coming every time. And so I'm just like, I'm last. So I'm getting all excited over
You're
here.
Excited.
So all these emotions hit, and then I'm like, oh, my turn. And then I get the giggles. So
that's funny.
Yeah. Why do you think I voluntarily got to the second place? I didn't want to deal with that.
I'll go second.
Stressful.
It is stressful.
It's like giving a presentation at school. You're like, I don't want to go first, but I definitely don't want to go last.
Right.
So right in the middle.
Right. Yep.
Did y'all know that Gene did a presentation with Kadeem on Dragon Ball Z for Dr. Van Dyne?
Really?
Yeah.
What was the class?
That's awesome.
I can't
Worldview,
remember.
Probably?
Yeah.
Oh, that okay. Warview. That makes sense. Worldview.
Did DBZ or Warview? That was actually
awesome.
A time that
was
my,
that would have been a good one.
It was. I actually went and sat in on the class like a supportive brother, and that was the only time that my future wife at the time took notice of me in a positive manner. She actually had a very dim view of me before we dated, so she was like, "Oh, he's maybe a jerk, but he loves his brother, so that's cool." So. Thanks,
that's funny.
Thanks, Gene. Inspired some goodwill. Not
the bad. Good job, Gene.
Way to go, really, Gene.
Good job, Gene.
Guys, I'm not. I know we talk about sparkling water a lot, but this is actually just about a deal. And you know, Ben, you used to work in retail. You might tell me the logic behind this.
Hey,
but I was
I
at
too.
A local. It's true, you did. Did your store sell food, though?
My store?
Mm-hmm.
Just snack stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sold soda pops
food.
And sparkly water, though. It did sell that.
If you're desperate, you can eat clothing. So, technically, lots of food. Anyway, I was at one of our local-ish grocery stores, and they had a sale running. And I was forced, twice, actually, two different trips, to buy sparkling water. Because the sale was buy two cases, get three free.
No.
What is
I
that?
I would have got 15.
Dude, it was crazy. I was actually skeptical. So what I did was I took them all to the front. I went to self-checkout and I scanned them. Just to see if it would actually like ring up true. Because I'm like, well,
right.
If it doesn't work, I'm just going to say, hey, it was a mistake. You know, it's labeled wrong. And I don't want five cases of sparkling water at full price. And they all like came off of my ticket when I punched in my little reward code. Because you have to be like a member. But being a member is free. So why would you not be a member?
Why not?
Right?
Yeah.
And it was three free cases of sparkling water. How bizarre is that?
It's bizarre, amazing.
Right.
And I will say I'm a little disappointed also.
That I didn't buy more?
Yeah.
I bought 10 cases. I mean.
Oh, I thought you said five. Okay.
No, I did. So I got one and then
so you,
another because
yeah,
there was some other flavors I wanted at a. No, I bought four and got six for free.
Okay.
And
that's better.
Pretty much different flavors. Like I tried to get different flavors across the board.
Oh, that's so great.
So I bought one for like our small group at church and they drank some, but I still have quite a few. That's a ploy. And then I have like a whole separate stash at my work that I just have been like drinking through. So this one is passion fruit. And they were bubbly brand. It was a bubbly sale. That's crazy.
What a great sale.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I feel like that's a very parent thing to be like excited about. Is like a, man, it was a great sale at the grocery store today.
Yeah. Great sale.
Great sale.
Great sale.
Well, I do have a, I mean, you don't share any fun stories that you have. I do have a question that we haven't asked in a long time. What are you boys watching on your own?
Uh-huh.
If anything. I just remember the Black Clover comment from a while back, and I was like, oh, that is a good question. What, we haven't talked about that in a while.
Yeah.
So I've been saving it for a couple weeks later.
It's funny. Before you joined us after our normal starting time, Colb and I were talking about we haven't been watching as much anime recently. It's been a little sad, but we both, through various mediums and opportunities, have still found time to watch the occasional anime. For me, it's still Black Clover. I did recently catch up on Boruto, just because I saw that there was some hype on some recent episodes. So I was like, okay, I can grind through 15 fillers to get the three good ones. And they were, they were really good. And for me, as like a very invested fan, it's worth it. But I recommend many to go
if
through.
If I
that
hear
journey.
You watching, it's not even a question. It's not like, why would you do that? I don't know. This is like his number one character and show.
I'm in for any of the moments. I'm excited to one day share more opinions on that. But Colb, how about you, sir? What are you watching?
Well, as far as our epic anime goes, I'm mostly focusing on One Piece right now.
Oh,
and I'm around episode 250, 249.
Does that have anything to do with the live one coming out a little while ago?
Say what?
Does that have any coinciding with the live action Netflix one coming out?
No, if you remember from our filler episode. Wait, has that aired? Anyway. I'm going by percentages now, not by episode, to keep all the episodes together. So I have to watch like 15 to 20 episodes of One Piece for one episode of every other show. So I'm watching a lot of One Piece. Right. But I added one, Ben, per your recommendation. I'm now watching Black Clover.
Oh, yeah. Nice. How much have you watched?
Two episodes. I started yesterday or 2 days ago. But I started that one. And I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be good.
Yeah. It's been enjoyable for me so far. Have you, even in just two episodes, have you, because you've recently watched Naruto, have you felt little similarities already?
Similarities, yes. I don't feel that the main character is exactly like Naruto, though. Not yet.
Oh, yes. That, not exactly, but there are similarity. I don't know what phrases he uses in the first two episodes, but even in how much I've watched, sometimes he says things like almost word for word, but just magic instead of ninja or something.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that happening. Yeah. Does no, definitely with the rivalry.
It? Does Zio believe it?
Yeah. No, especially with the rivalry between the two boys already.
Yep.
I mean, again, I'm only two episodes in, so I don't know too much about what's going on, but
yeah
I can see it a little bit.
Colb hit me up with a text to add some shows to the epic anime list. So nice. By the end of that thing,
well, it's really just
6 years later,
it's really just the one new show. The other ones are extensions of other shows.
It's true,
i.e. Dragon Ball Z and Shippuden.
Bless you.
Whoa, have you started that?
No, not until we record our Naruto
episode.
I'm not going to start it.
Okay.
I remember
you saying that.
I don't want to be, that guy, but I am getting a little impatient, you guys. We need to record that pretty quick so I can watch some Shippuden.
I'm ready whenever.
All right. Should we just do that now? We haven't started that long. All right, so your favorite top three characters in Naruto thus far, and stories, things you didn't like, and scenery, and
it's funny, it's good. So you've mainly been focusing on the epic anime list,
yes? Because I'm waiting for you to get Netflix again to watch the Monster, and I just started Black Clover for Ben, and then One Piece, really.
Yeah, fair enough.
Nice,
that's fun. I funnily enough, I was not part of that conversation because I was late, but I also had slowed down a little bit on my watching. And I recently also watched a few episodes and it was nice. It was really nice. It's kind of nice that, like, so I didn't slow down on obviously what we're watching for the podcast, which I assume is what y'all did as well. But on the side, I wasn't really watching any extra. And like, I looked and looked at some of the shows I was watching, and like Zom 100, which is a zombie show, is almost done. So I watched a couple episodes of that. The newest season of Bungo Stray Dogs has released its final episode, I believe. So I am like one episode away from finishing that. I was watching that over dinner.
How's that doing?
Right. Actually, this season is... So you remember how like I was freaking out about season 6 of My Hero Academia?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I am with this one. They're doing a lot of stuff where it's like, okay, you know, the first seasons, I enjoyed them, but they were a lower quality. And like now this later season is like, whoa, whoa, every episode.
Okay, so it's worth watching?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I would say so.
It is worth watching. Do you hate it as much as you hated My Hero Academia?
Yes. It's actually only a 0.5 percentage above My Hero Academia.
Wow.
Yeah.
At the bottom of my list.
Yeah.
It goes My Hero Academia, Bungo Stray Dogs, and Jorin. That's my bottom three.
How does it compare to your Trigon Stampede ranking?
Oh, it's not even close. 25 and like 80. That's the...
Yeah. Well, I mean, you just think of the difference in quality.
Sorry.
Yeah.
23. Yeah. It's just so... Trigon Stampede. 23. What can I say?
20. Right. Michael Jordan.
Nothing else.
Championships.
To be said.
Championships. Yeah. Trigon
King David.
Stampede.
Wheaties.
King David.
The 2000s. 2000. Love it. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so that's fun.
Space Jam.
Keep it up. Oh, that's fun. I'm glad we all have been able to take a breather and also get back and enjoy some. For me, I find that those breathers happen, and then it is nice to come back and like watch just for fun. It's like, oh, this is very enjoyable.
So yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Well, even though I'd love to talk about my 23rd show on my list, we've already done that for 6 weeks.
Yeah, we have.
And we're in the middle of another. Well, we're not in the middle. This is our second episode in Blue Lock, which I have to pull back up a text, which I'm going to pretend to scroll back and find to remind Ben
right
to talk. To talk about his feelings from the Saturday that he watched it like 6 weeks ago.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't 6 weeks ago, but you sent us a text saying, I've watched the episodes. And at the time, Blue Lock was our secondary recording show. So when we have a secondary show, folks, sometimes if we don't have time, that one gets shoved back and we just do our primary show, et cetera, et cetera. Blue Lock is now our primary recording show. So that takes the priority. So we're fully on track with Blue Lock here. So, Ben, you told me, remind me to tell my full emotions from that Saturday. Do you remember what they are?
I remember the main ones. I'm sure I had more, but the main one, you just want me to get right to it? These are big feelings, man.
We have to just go.
Yeah.
I think it's the best way to start.
So, to me, this show has what it takes to compete with the top. I feel like it already has the right characters being built and the right storyline to be as good as like Haikyuu. One and two. Yeah. So see, I told you guys, I didn't know if you were ready for this. One and two was like, okay, this is interesting. And I see some similarities to Haikyuu. Three and four had moments where I was like, oh, like Haikyuu. Maybe like certain action scenes, certain kicks to the back of the net, certain emotions, certain characters backing each other up, certain characters challenging another, starting to like certain characters more than the other. Yeah, so three and four were very fun for me, and I have high hopes for this show.
So did you like the episodes?
No, I didn't.
That is some... Wow.
Yeah,
that is not what I expected. I didn't expect negativity. I knew it was going to be exciting, but some... I was expecting, like, you know, the big guns being like a rifle or something, and you pulled out a bazooka. So.
Yeah. I don't... No. No, I'm not even going to say that. I was going to say, I don't want to like overhype it, but all I'm saying is from what I've seen so far, and what I've seen so far is telling me this has a lot of potential.
Cool. You have a reaction to that? Or
you know, I don't have a strong reaction. Ben's comment. I don't think he's wrong in his feelings. I'm just definitely not on par with those feelings.
Because you hate hype, and that's not sarcasm.
Or I do hate hype, but you didn't hype this up, Chest.
Oh, intentionally, right. I did not.
So you didn't hype it up, so that doesn't mean I didn't go into this hating it or expecting way too much. And Ben's giving me his reaction to episodes he's already watched, that I've already watched. So I don't care if he's hyping it up now, because we're all in it together at the moment. I think the show is a solid show. I'm just, my feelings are a little more muted than I would say Ben's are.
Kind of like how I was when we were starting to record and the mic was
muted. So like I'm more comparing it to Burning Kabaddi. Which show am I going to like better between those two?
That's a much lower ranking.
It is, but Burning Kabaddi was a solid show and I really liked it. And I'm looking forward to another season if it comes out. So I feel like if I have to place it in between or ranking my sports shows, Haikyuu is still way above the other two.
Yeah.
And since it's only episode four
What was the third one?
Blue Lock, this one.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
sorry. So I would say we've already finished Burning Kabaddi. That one's higher than this one right now, but it could easily jump over it. But I'm comparing an unfinished show versus a finished show, like in my mind.
Right.
So,
right.
So it's not very fair to rank it just yet.
Yeah, it's fair.
I don't dislike this show at all. I think it's good, and I love the premise and how weird it is.
Yeah. So I did pick this show with a strong. I've waited to watch this show with you guys. I was eager to watch it. off air, and I watched like the first 5 minutes, and I was like, nope, I'm gonna save it. I just literally when he's like leaning over his bike in the first scene, yelling and screaming because they lost, that was where I stopped, and I was like, nope, I'm just gonna stop.
Yep.
So I'm gonna watch it with the guys, and we're gonna do this thing. So I've been excited to watch it, because like I said at the beginning, I've read some of it, and every time I would read it, I'm like, this is cool. And I stopped reading it because I was like, this is cool, but this would be an awesome anime. Like, it's so action-packed. That's why I've never tried to read Haikyuu, because I'm like, the anime is so good.
Yeah, I don't think it would be the same.
No, not at all. Some manga is really good, even with it being action-oriented. Sakamoto Days. I love reading Sakamoto Days. Will it be an awesome anime? This assassin action sequences? Sure. But like a sports anime I found, I think is, I don't want to read it. I want to watch the ball go in the net, right? Like Ben was saying. It gets kicked in the net.
It does. It really does.
Yeah.
I have a couple comments to Kolb's statements.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad you mentioned Burning Kabaddi, because I feel some similarities there as well. And I also agree that it is a healthy comparison, because we weren't, it was a solid show. It just didn't really get beyond much. It was just kind of good in the few matches or the one match we saw practices. And it was just like, okay, this show has potential. I don't think Blue Lock is going to camp out there. And it might not come close to Haikyuu. But based on four episodes, because I'm sure if we pulled up four episodes of Haikyuu, Blue Lock would be just as entertaining in some areas and have just as interesting characters as Haikyuu did 4 episodes in. Maybe I'm wrong, but
you guys even told me, because you had both watched Haikyuu, and you told me you need to watch, it was a substantial amount, it was like 5 episodes, like make sure you watch through like the first 5 or something like that. It was more than like 1 or 2. You said you need to watch through, like, it was either, it was like 4 to 6, somewhere in there. You said you got to watch to this point, because it's slower than you're expecting because of how we've talked about the show.
Right.
And so there's a potential where we take, for example, Gene, who's seen neither show, and we say, watch 2 episodes of Blue Lock and Haikyuu, and then tell me which one grabs you more. And it's kind of just up in the air because it could depend on personality or like the characters. Right. So it will, you know, Haikyuu has what, 5 seasons under its belt, and it's in its final phases. Blue Lock is just starting. So there's a lot of potential to go up and a lot of potential to stagnate.
Sure. Absolutely.
But we do have 2 very fun episodes to talk about.
Oh yeah, the episodes.
Out for a second. So what, because Ben mentioned characters. He mentioned, you know, like shots being taken and going in the net. So obviously like action happens. He mentions that there's different team aspects being developed, like a cast of characters. So again, we don't have to do a play by play because it's a sports anime. But I am curious what characters are starting to rise above for you guys, either just an interest as far as Colb goes, or like I'm fully starting to get committed to these characters. Seems to be where Ben's headed. So.
Is that an open,
yeah, this is an open question.
Want to share that? Well, I definitely have mine. So mine right now is not the main character, which typically seems to be where I land. I'm not sold on him yet.
Wait,
I think
what?
He's very interesting. Yeah. Are
not,
you surprised?
You're not a typical main character kind of guy?
No, I am a typical main character guy.
I misheard you.
Sorry, I probably said it backwards. I say a lot of things backwards. I don't think it'll be him. I think I'll just enjoy his role and what he does for the team, but who knows. My favorite right now is Kunigami, the redhead.
Number 9? Yeah.
Yeah.
Long haired redhead? No.
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 Power left foot kick.
The one who scores their first goal. And was his interaction in the cafeteria that put him at number 1 for me. So he's my favorite character right now. And my number 2 is the goalie.
really he like is great.
he's good. Yep. Cause he's like, we can't, cause they start rotating, you know, and he's like, well, we can't rotate goalies. So I'll just be a goalie. And I'm like, what a bro. Look at this guy. Yes. Just stepping up and taking the hit.
Yeah.
Cause that really sucks in this system to be the goalie. Like, not who you want to be.
So those are the 2. I just have 2 right now, I'd say.
You know, there aren't a lot that I'm latching on to. Mostly because most of them are egomaniacs and they annoy me a lot. I like the main character, his role in the show, where I like his thought process. I like how he wants to be that change for Japan by being the best, but yet his instincts are more team oriented. And I love that dynamic of what he feels like he wants versus what his actions dictate. So I like that. My favorite character right now is also number 9, the redheaded guy with the power kick.
Let's go.
Yeah.
He was my favorite from the first time he kicked the ball and it like hit our main character in the gut.
Yeah.
It like almost knocked him out. That was great. Yeah. So yeah, he's my favorite right now.
What do you think about, I didn't say mine, sorry. Right now I would say, it's tough.
I have my guess.
What's your guess?
Is it the ball handling guy, the weirdo?
That's what I was thinking too.
The one who's always naked or sleeping or doing weird things.
But
is it him, Jest?
Yeah,
it's him.
I knew it.
Yeah, the one that initially is like, there's a monster inside of you, and
yeah,
that's
that
why I passed you. Yeah. Again, I haven't read a lot, but I've read
how
a little
predictable.
Bit, so I won't say too much. But based on those four episodes, I do enjoy him. But I actually, and Ico, the main guy, works. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, whoa, I didn't expect that one. Ruh-roh.
No. No, but I am curious. They were round tabling in like their bunk room, and they were talking about all these like, you know, what's your skill and what do you do? What do you think about that aspect of the show? Because it's drawing on like there's a cast of characters and there's a quote unquote team, but they're not a team. Because everyone is also individually, that's the attention in the initial episodes, is like, we can't function as a team because we're all trying to individually win. But they finally start coming together a little bit. And so they start listing out like, this is my skill, or this is my, you know, thing I bring to the team and what I'm going to focus on. Also, I will say I did like in these episodes the really tall guy who commits to the header. I do really like him. Like he had some solid performance in these two episodes. Just as an aside, but yeah, what do y'all think of that skill aspect of this show?
I think it separates your characters really well. Knowing it's like going back to My Hero. Each person has their own set of skills and powers. And you're like, oh, this person's the flyer. This person's the acid girl. This person's the... Mm-hmm. Like, so it helps you distinctly remember each character and what they're capable of and what their playing skill is like. So, right, like, you just go through them. One's a jumper. One's a ball handler. One's a power kick guy. One's the agility guy. Like, you can kind of... It's a good way to distinguish between your characters.
Agreed. They're quirks.
They're quirks. That's what we should just call it from now on.
Yeah.
They're quirks.
Well, it's true. Like, what's even when we were ranking our My Hero characters, when we couldn't think of the name, we just put the
quirk
girl with the thing and the... Yeah. So I think we're going to end up doing that in this show too. Like, what's his name? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's the guy that jumps really high, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, you did it tonight. You were like, is your favorite guy the guy that dribbles really well? That was y'all.
Yeah, I know. That's
you didn't remember his name?
Yep.
Like, yeah, you're right. The crazy weird dude. That's me. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's great. I almost think of it as like, I don't know. You have like a cast of knights and they all have certain characteristics. And certain
weaponry specialties,
if you will. Oh. So I think of this as like the same thing. Now, one thing I'm curious about, if I can transition slightly, if you don't mind, host.
I'll allow it.
I don't want to say the word worried. I'm just very curious where we go in this show, because we're gonna get very invested in this little team. And this little team, unless there's some like exception at the end where they say, well, we were going to do one forward, but we're going to graduate the whole team to the World Cup. Like, unless they do something like that, what is this team just going to dissolve? Are we going to have transfers? I don't know. So that's just a curious thought. Again, I'm not worried because I have confidence already that the show is going to handle the story well. I'm just curious.
Well, I will say one thing. There's one thing anime as a trope does a lot. And that's characters that don't die. So no one's probably going to die in this show because it's a sports anime. But in the sense of getting kicked off, voted off the island, who are the characters that die in a show? They're the like really sideline secondary characters. They're not usually your Knights of the Round Table, if you will, like just pulling that out as a comparison. They don't usually are not the ones taking the bullet or the sword or the penalty kick. They are staying.
Tell that
on
to Dagenet.
Oh. There's always exceptions.
Rest in peace, Ray Stevenson.
Yeah. Oh.
So I would predict similarly that maybe there's a shift in format. So maybe the team dissolves, but the characters don't leave. Something like that. Maybe it is different than how we think it's gonna, the voting off the island happens.
I don't know, Ben. Right. Maybe your first prediction is right. Maybe this is what Ego wanted to begin with. He gets a bunch of strikers together and makes them realize that building around only one striker is necessary, and all of you can become this team together.
Mm-hmm. That'd be so cool.
He seems like the compassionate.
It seems like Ego's plan is a lot deeper than what he projects.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really dislike that guy, by the way.
The way his face moves around when he does different. And his smiles.
It's just when he was, when he was talking about the Japanese psyche and how everyone loves their own task and their own skill set to work alone. Is that accurate to your experience? You're the Japanese expert now since you've been there.
Oh my gosh,
is that accurate to your Japanese
culture?
We need to start
putting disclaimers.
Yeah, can you confirm that?
That my one visit to Japan is not qualifying me.
No. Well, you're that guy now.
Yeah, now I'm that guy.
Yep.
The overconfident.
You should have thought of that before you went to Japan, if you don't want this title.
Yeah. It's true. It's
true. That's not our fault.
Yeah.
It's really funny. So, as an aside, on the zombie anime I'm watching, I just met a character. It's a new character, and she's a foreigner who arrives in Japan. It's her dream. You know, is this sounding familiar? Dream to go to Japan. She studies Japanese culture. She knows all these facts. And it's actually it's a hilarious, like breaking the fourth wall kind of humor that they do, where she'll just get really like squeaky chipmunk voice. And like a bunch of text appears on the scene, and she'll always be explaining like some cultural aspect of Japan, and all the Japanese characters like, she knows more than the Japanese does. And I was like, oh, that's me. I'm trying to become, you know, enveloped in Japanese culture, and all the Japanese are like, you're a weirdo, stop it.
So it sounds like you're the perfect person for this question, so answer it.
Yeah. So now that I've spent a few minutes dodging
Let's
the question.
Hear it.
No, so that actually did come up. We were sitting around, I remember we were having a conversation with one of our hosts, who she was Japanese. Her husband's from North Carolina. She's from Japan. It was a lovely time in their home. And
she's
she was
not Japanese anymore.
She is present tense. Good catch. Japanese. At least she didn't assume she had passed away or something. Oh. So she is currently Japanese. She is living in Japan, in Tokyo. And she was telling me a lot about how just different cultural aspects work. And one of that was the group mentality of how people don't like to break out of a group. They don't like to be the center of attention. She was actually highlighting it. I think I mentioned this on our Japanese episode right when I got back, how celebrity shows game shows, like for an American, that's like a dream come true. Like, yeah, put me on a game show. I'm going to win a bunch of money. This is amazing. Very individualistic, like me, I'm going to win a bunch of money. And she says, not always, but there's a lot of game shows that center around already public figures, celebrities. So they have a role in society where they go on feature on these game shows. And the average person typically, not always, typically doesn't seem to, is what she was explaining to me. And she was explaining how that goes into a lot of even how emotion is expressed and like living vicariously through people who have roles that in expressing emotion. And it was really fascinating to listen to her talk about that and just how growing up in that type of culture would bring certain aspects out of you instinctively. So yeah, I don't doubt that if instinctively you've been told your whole life, like you need to master a specific role, and that's your place in society. I was watching a ramen documentary with Pao, and it was sad to me, obviously, from my worldview, but there was a he's like a 8 or 9 year old boy, son of a ramen master, like renowned ramen master in all of Japan. And he's just talking about how his palate is not as good as his dad's and he's never going to be as good. Like he's already failed at 9. Like he's never going to surpass his dad. He's going to try. Like that doesn't mean he's not like, he's like, well, I can't be a ramen master, so I'll be something else. No, he's going to be a ramen master, but he'll never be as good as his dad. And he's like 9 and he's already kind of accepted that fact that he's just never gonna beat his dad's potential. So that was disheartening for me, but in his brain he's like, I have to master being a ramen master because that's what my dad is and that's his role, I guess you could say. That's what he's, that's the path he has. So to change your path and to be individualistic is, seems to be counter intuitive, like Ego is pointing out in the show. That seems to be accurate based on legitimate Japanese sources, as in a Japanese person, not myself, observations, because I'm not an expert.
So but
I am for what this show's purpose.
What I'm hearing you say is, based on your knowledge, you can confirm that this is accurate.
Yes, based on my limited knowledge and interaction with authentic Japanese people, it seems like what Ego is saying is accurate to Japanese society at large.
Okay, okay. All right,
so
now
yes,
Ben, I got
the three of us, I guess I have more experience than you two.
All right. Ben, I got a question for you now, and please make your answer just as long as Chest's. Our main character is number 11. Now, how does that make you feel?
Honored.
Okay.
Jealous. Sincere. Intrigued. Humiliated. Embarrassed. Excited. Aroused. I mean, just a lot of emotion. A lot of emotions. seeing that number on the back of the star of the show.
Okay. So
impressive. Yes.
Do you know that was my number in high school, Ben, as well?
Really? No, I didn't
know
that.
High school soccer, actually. In this case, football.
Wow, that's very interesting. Ben, so as a soccer player yourself, your favorite number being 11, do you feel like you have any similarities with our main character on the field? Not as a person, but on the field?
Well, I will say, when I played soccer for the first time, I was in a defensive role. Which is unique to me, because in any sport I played, either seriously or just in the backyard, it was scoring or, you know, defense was like, yeah. And so whenever Coach Seaman decided I was going to play defense, I was not happy. And then I ended up loving defense. So all to say, I can't really relate to the offensive roles in soccer. I was just very much the mindset of, I need to shut down the man in front of me. And it was a lot of fun. I really love defense. So, Coach, I'm not mad at you anymore. For that reason.
Keywords. Yeah, me and you played on the back lines, actually. I was always a defensive man.
It's fun. Very fun. Wouldn't have it any other way. I don't think I would have done very, because I think I just didn't have the quick ball handling and quick turns and shot, that my strength was my agility and my speed and not necessarily my ball handling. So defense was good for me.
It's good. It's good.
That
great
is
questions, Colb.
Oh, thanks.
Did both of my answers equal Chest one answer?
Looking at the time, they did not, but
some practice. It's okay. One day you'll get there. Yeah. Why do you think I host so that I can ask questions? Otherwise, our shows would be 3 hours long. Oh, gosh. Are you serious? I thought we got rid of him.
Oh.
No.
Why don't you whisper softer, Victor, so that we can hear you still but not understand what you're saying?
He asked if the camera was recording before he did that. Don't need his mother saying this.
Yeah. I mean, I can still send it to her.
Yes, sir.
Being hosted Victor's by Victor's here. Parents in Tennessee was one of the finest experiences that I've had. They are phenomenal people. I don't know what went wrong with him.
Yeah, I've wondered that too.
His mom, treasure of a lady. She's amazing. Actually, legitimately, I don't think I've ever eaten that much food. me and my wife, we didn't even know them. And I think I called Victor and I was like, hey, I'm going through Tennessee. Can I stay at your family's house? And he said, yeah. And so he calls up his mom and he's not there. No, was he there? I don't remember. Ask him later. And she made like so much food for breakfast the next day. It was the whole we didn't have anywhere to put plates. The whole table was covered in just food.
Wow.
It was amazing.
I mean, the man does eat a ton of
true.
Food.
She's used to feeding.
We were just joking about when he lived with us for a year. Crazy to think about. And
back rent.
So Emily would have like a certain amount she would cook for our family of four at the time.
Right.
And when he moved in with us, for every meal moving forward, she just had to make double of what she did for our family of four. And I'm not exaggerating.
I don't think you are.
that man is a champion of eating. Yep. And does not weigh a ton. It's amazing. Amazing. I don't know how he does it. Yeah, it's gross and beautiful, really.
Every time he tells me something he's eaten and I tell my wife, she's like, how is he alive?
That too.
I told him one time I went to, what's the one in Dubuque? Your Pie. Like one of the personal pizza places that cooks it in the stone thing. And he's like, yeah, I can't go there because then I immediately go to McDonald's and get like three Happy Meals. I was like, fair enough.
He literally told a Your Pie story earlier this week. He said him and two other guys, I don't know if you were one of them, I know one was Felden, went to Your Pie and he was still hungry. So we went
That's
to
the story.
Hardee's.
That's the same story.
He went to Hardee's and got like three burgers and fries. Yep. And so it's just like...
Yep, that's the same story. That's
so funny.
I don't know if that was me, although it sounds like
yeah,
me.
Story is still good.
It's a good story.
Still good. Okay, man. Sorry, guys.
Terrible person, but it's great.
Zip, 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 zipping. Ooh.
Zippity-doo.
I really liked the moment that pretty much ended episode four of our main character figuring out what was going on there and jumping in for that. Where the screen just went black and then it shows him taking the ball right on the chest and he's just like
trapping.
It was him the whole time. That's right, trapping. I don't remember the terms.
Yeah. Trapped.
And I was like, oh, nice. So like, yeah, like Kolb said a lot, and I think I just mentioned, I'm really gonna like his role in the show. I don't know if I'm gonna love his character like I do other main characters, but I really like his role in the team and his skill set. That's fun.
Yeah. So they actually played two teams. So you got to see two matches here. What did y'all think of the opponents? Cause they're basically doing the same thing. Like they're these individuals thrown together and they're kind of doing the same thing. They're not, as organized maybe with their quirks, but you can tell like, there's some people that the show is focusing in on. They've got this quirk, like they're this type of person. So what did you think of some of the quote unquote enemies or opponents that they've faced so far?
It was pretty obvious if these teams lose and get kicked out, who's going to be the one character that comes back. They kind of highlighted
those
characters.
How would you say it was
obvious, Cole? maybe just the detail of their hair. That's all you really need to see.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, let alone what they do in the show. You're just like, look at them. Like, which one of you is going to, oh, you're probably going on the big tall guy with
faux hawk. Animation did they give? They give that character.
Yes. Yeah.
That's funny. That's very accurate. Yeah. His name was, it's like Baru or something.
He called himself the king, and those kind of characters.
Yep. Speaking of IQ. The king of the court.
Kageyama.
Crooked the crown. King.
Do you guys like the, do you like, dislike, or no feelings towards like the moment where the, I don't know if you'd say smoke, but like the swirls of like someone just locked in, like before a pass or a shot or.
Oh, the animation, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you talking about like in their eyes?
I like it. Yeah, just like eyes? The special effects that they animate around the characters when there's like a big thing about to happen. I think is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Basically. Yeah. Yeah.
I enjoy it because it's, you know, it's pretty obvious that they're honing in on big action moments. And that was actually one of my biggest skepticisms when I started watching Haikyuu is like, how are they going to make this fun? Like, how is this going to be fun to watch? Because sports is typically fast paced, but it's not that, like, are they just going to drag it out forever? And Haikyuu, the action is amazing. Like you just get so excited. Just
it's got goosebumps.
Like, in some sort of like any sort of receive or hit, any sort, anything.
Everything.
It's amazing. And so with this now I'm like prepared for that. Like, oh, okay, I know what it could be. And so when they do that stuff, I'm like, oh yeah, it's fun. It's their flavor of, you know, the big moments. So I'm enjoying it.
I like it too. Cool. What I like more, I think, is the style and animation they do for the instinct of our main character, or when he notices, like, not the bloodlust, but like the I don't know, the skill level of the other character. So like the big guy from the first team, he had this aura about
him. Bloodlust, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like bloodlust in like a fighting anime, but it's not that. It's obviously a sport. So like the Eye of the Tiger type of thing.
Pressure where the enemy is about to attack you, and they're like, I feel his bloodlust pressure. That is exactly what that is, isn't it?
Like this last episode with the, you know, the bowl cut kid that doesn't have any eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, that animation of like this weird monster smoke creature behind our main guy, he's like, whoa, what was that? I think that stuff is really cool.
Yeah,
is that the same thing you're talking about, Ben?
That's what I'm talking about. I think the eyes are cool, but I like the animation around like the epiphanies and the realizations. Like that's I really like that stuff. I think the eyes are cool as well, but I like those moments. And yeah, that exact moment I thought was the coolest is when he realizes bowl cut. And that's when the screen, I think, goes black and does like the swirls or the smoke. Yeah. And whoa.
Because all you see is, you don't see anything actually because the screen's going black, but you hear that the contact of the ball. So you're like, oh, something has happened. And then it, you know, screen comes back on and he's receiving it in front of the main dude. And you're like, oh, he intercepted the pass.
Got him.
Which is
great.
Got
him.
Yeah, it's good.
And then it shows the two of them. He's like, oh, you're just like me. And it shows them like in the grid. Like they're both calculating things very similar. And I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be. I'm really excited for 5 and 6 if we watch them.
Yeah, it's not guaranteed yet, but it's true. I agree.
Fair enough. Well, that was actually going to be my next question. It's like, what excitement levels do you have for what's coming? Because it's been. I think it's one thing that's taken me by surprise is I feel like the show has been faster paced than I expected. Like there's been more happening in 4 episodes than I anticipated, maybe. Like we've seen 2 matches in 2 episodes, or at least a match and a half, I guess, because we're still in one. But we've seen like training. We've seen the whole interaction in the dining hall. That was fun. Oh, that was something. I'm going to come back to that about the dining hall. But so like looking forward, do you feel like it's moving quickly? You think it's moving appropriately? You feel like you're enjoying it? What are your feelings on the pace and the what's coming next maybe?
I think it's appropriate because if you think about it, 25 teams or is it 26? I forget. I think it's 25 right now. And there's a round robin of 5 teams. That means there's 4 games that have to be played and you can't have them to be outstretched too much. Cause that would be like the whole show. Yeah. Four matches.
So, and that's just the initial rounds.
Right. That's just to get rid of two of these teams. But then there's five other blocks of five teams that still have to play each other. Like, there's a lot of people there. So I feel like they're moving appropriately because it doesn't feel like it's too fast. I'm not like, whoa, slow down, guys. This is crazy. I think it's just, I think it's appropriate because it's definitely not too slow.
That's good. That's good.
What do you think?
Like I was saying, it took me by surprise. But I don't think it's unwelcome. I think, especially when you start talking about I forgot how many people were actually in the round robin. It's like, oh yeah, I'm kind of glad the first match was like, you know, one episode and done. Cause if they drug it out, we could be here. Well, it'd be more like Kabaddi, honestly. Kabaddi, you know, we kind of got to the end of season one. We're like, that's great. We still feel like we're in the potential phase.
Right.
It's like, this was Kabaddi fun.
It's all practice.
It's all potential and no delivery of any truly big moments, really. There's some hints at some really cool stuff. But it's like I watched, well, there's only 12 episodes, right? It feels like I should have been watching a 24 episode season one, and I only got the first half for like a year, multiple years.
I
agree. Maybe that's all I'm going to get.
yeah.
So
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. Like it's incomplete, and that's why it's lower on the list, obviously. But, you know, give it a couple seasons and Kabaddi could be really good. Could outpace a lot of shows. But I think Blue Lock is, like many shows, it has the ability to learn from past shows. I'm not saying the people have watched Kabaddi, but they know pacing better now in 2023 than they did. I guess this was back in 22, sorry. Than they did, you know, however many years ago. So
yeah,
I think the pacing is good. Yeah. So Ben, what do you think?
See, this, I thought you were going to ask. This one was hard for me because to me, it didn't seem like he was willing to, like, he wanted to score, but he's like, I honestly couldn't tell if he was legitimately scared of the defender or if he just passed because it was the right move. You know what I mean? So
Kolb, how did Ben do on a scale of 1 to 10?
3.5.
Not even close.
Yep.
Where were you guys at?
Not even close. It's okay.
I don't know if you heard it. Yeah, it's about the pacing of the show. Do you think it's going too fast?
I'm sorry, I misunderstood your question. I thought. Yeah.
It's okay.
Wow.
Plain English. Should have spoken clear.
No. I think it's funny when you compare it to Burning Kabaddi. It's like we've already had more matches than that whole show. Am I right? Is that what you said?
That's what
okay.
Oh, yeah. Now you're on track.
Now you're 100%.
You're
at 10.
You're at 9.5 out of 10. Yeah. So we literally just got done talking about how Kabaddi was.
Thank you.
Glad to have you back. Whatever.
Yeah, it's because I had an accident.
Your internet to leave. Exactly. So Kabaddi was all potential and no delivery of any big action. Like
some good moments.
It's all. Yeah. It's like all practice, and there's. No, for sure. Great
Nothing
moments,
of consequence for
agreed.
The team, though.
Fair.
Right. We're led up to like this, it's going to happen in the future on the world stage.
Sure.
And
for
then
sure.
It's just like nothing. Practice matches and that's it. So a lot of great lead up. I was telling Kolb, it's like I saw 12 episodes of a 24 episode season and then never got part two, basically.
Yeah.
Is what I felt like. But this show seems to be pacing itself to be really good no matter how it has 24 episodes. So there's a lot of content and it seems to be pacing itself to deliver basically and not just give you potential.
Yeah. Which I'm thinking of Haikyuu and sorry to bring up Haikyuu again, but come on boys, Haikyuu. But I mean, they
Yeah,
I don't know what episode it was, but like they get into the tournament fairly early in season one, don't they? Like the one they lose and you're like, whoa, this show.
That moment, by the way,
I do.
Do you remember I texted you guys?
It was such a good decision. So good for them to lose that. Love that. Like,
yep. Ending on a loss of a season. Oh,
people are graduating or like, what's like, those are your thoughts. Like, are we going to lose some of these players? I already like some of them and like, they're just, and so anyways, like we had that kind of early. And so anything we have early here, I'm like, I'm here for it. This is good stuff. Good stuff.
Sweet. That's fun. I'm excited to see how it plays out. I'm really excited to see screen time given to more.
It's going to be my next question.
Because even just how we say, like,
I was going to ask here, finish your thought. I have a question on that.
Oh, so like, I'm excited to see, obviously the animation team has put a lot of effort into all of our characters. There's nobody on our cast that's like, oh, clearly that guy's going to get the boot. And so I'm excited to see, you know, like everybody's skill quirks develop, get advanced. Cause that's kind of also seems to be a thing, is like they realize in general, they've got to level up, so to speak, to stay in. That's what our main character is so concerned about. He's like, I feel like I'm average and these guys are great, and I have to really step up my game, because he's also like almost dead last in the rankings. I also love that their rankings went up and he's like, ooh, got a little boost. And then he realizes he's still second to last. Yep. He's like, oh, crap. So yeah, what characters are you excited to see what happens with them?
Not that exact question, but the same idea of, what do you guys think about our pink-haired soccer player that's a lot of mystery right now? And so that kind of alludes to the same thing, which is, we have some characters that we don't know much about.
The long-haired guy?
Yep, that won't even share his strength. I just feel like there's got to be a lot that's going to happen there. So anyways, I guess your question in general, I'm excited to see more from him. I'm curious if like there are dribbler, if they're going to be like best buds, or if there's going to be any, they seem like they're already hitting it off pretty well and some cool moments. Yeah. Let's just work together to score a goal. And then Bakugo jumps in to steal the ball.
Goodness. I was going to say that. I was going to ask. I never like
characters like that.
I don't like him either. He's my least favorite on the team so far.
Yeah. And Bakugo has grown on me. I still don't love a character that just yells a lot, but his role in My Hero Academia is great. And I love that he's in the show. All that stuff. Yeah. I love the grenades. Yeah. Just so cool. But I just don't like a lot of unnecessary yelling. And this guy seems even more. And
yeah, yes, he's more Bakugo than Bakugo is.
He reminds me more of a. I don't remember. Boarhead from Demon Slayer.
Oh right,
Inosuke. Yeah.
Inosuke. Nice. He reminds me of more of him, where he's just a little annoying with how angry he always is.
Yeah, it's just.
You remember how this last season they weren't even in it?
I do remember that.
Ben was rejoicing.
Not only because of their absence, but the presence of some of the things that happened that season. So good.
Speaking of medieval movies, Monty Python and the Holy Grail was what I was just reminded of from that. And now I'm just thinking about that right
now. What part?
And I have to say it out loud.
Yeah.
And there was great. There was much rejoicing. Oh.
Yeah.
I showed that movie to Pow, and she did not like it.
What? Why would you do that?
We were young in marriage, and I made that mistake.
Yeah, you
I
did.
Literally. Oh, she just.
I bet she hated it.
Movie. She did. She was like, but luckily we were young in marriage, so she was still putting up with like, well, he really likes this movie, so I'm gonna sit and watch it. So I got to watch it again, and then she's like, yeah, I don't like it. And I was like, yeah, I'll just keep. But you know what's hilarious? She likes some of their sketches. I think that's why I showed it to her, because I showed her some of their sketches, and she's like, this is funny. But their sketches in that movie are very different. So. Anyway. Poor decision. I was young.
Yeah,
young
it was. Young and dumb.
It's okay. You can judge. You can judge me. I judge myself. Dumb decision. I know better now.
No, we've all shown like well, hoped our wives would like something we watch, and they're like, yeah, just not happening here.
Yeah, dude, my proudest moment. This, yeah, not my children.
No, nope,
not 7 years of marriage. My proudest moment was I slow long gamed Star Wars, and I That's sunk beautiful. Her into that universe. She watched the whole. She got so sunk in. She watched all the Mandalorian. She watched all the movies That's within like a month.
Awesome.
We just like binged 9 movies, ink 9 of the main
yep.
movies, and then all the other ones, Rogue, all of them. And she, and it was, oh, I could just talk about that. That was my biggest, like, That's I successfully great. Did this. It was a plan. I enacted yep. it. I didn't rush things. And I would just like dribble out these things and then pew,
I'm proud of
I was
you.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
She knows this.
We're
she
proud
knows
of
it
both
all.
Of you.
Yep. There was a meme that went. Thank you. There was a meme that went around when Mandalorian first came out that was the Trojan horse meme. And it was like, it just said Baby Yoda and then all of Star Wars like hiding in the Trojan horse.
Yes.
And it was very accurate. It worked. Thank you, Baby Yoda. Skin maybe Yoda. Well,
oh yeah, where were we?
Y'all have any more to say about our lovely soccer anime? We really I feel like we've gone in various tracks. Oh, I did have one last thing to share. It's trivial.
I have one more.
I love this. Kolb's eyes. He
okay
had
cool
it.
This would be good. Let's end with Kolb because he'll have a much more substantial thing. A really fun thing since having gone to Japan is actually the dining room scenes, the cafeteria, because they have all these foods and I've seen those foods and eaten them. So like, it's really, I kind of get it. Some of the humor of like, for example, the guys that are ranked last, like the sides that they get, one of them is natto. Natto is disgusting. It's gross. So, and I tried it. And I got laughed at by my friends that are Japanese because I asked them, I was like, is this something like I don't like as a foreigner that you guys like? And they're like, no, it's like 50-50, like 50-50. If you're going to, you either love it or you hate it, but it's a fermented soybean like thing that is, it is so strong. The smell, gross. The taste is slimy and it's rough. Like it's rough. I'm sure it is one of the most nutritious things you could probably eat. But like Pao took not even a bite, like she took a taste and a whiff of it and was like, I can't do this. I was eating it and she's looking at me and she's like laughing and she's like, you really want to like this, don't you? And I was like, I do. Oh, I really want to. And then I just had to put it down. And then when I told my friends, they were like, no, they were just laughing at me.
Is that those things that look like it's like a brown bean, but it's like in snot?
Yes, that's okay. It.
Ugh. I've seen pictures. It was some, and Gintama, they talk about it all the time. So,
yep, it's a very traditional food. It's everywhere, and some people love it. Some people love it. They'll eat it for breakfast all the time.
Good for them.
Eat it for lunch. Yeah, exactly. Good for them. If you love it, I am happy for you, man. I couldn't eat it, so I have no judgment, but I just can't. Can't do that. I can't remember what the other guy, the very bottom guy, gets, but it's another similar, like just really just like basic food that is nothing. And then like the curry, one of the guy gets curry, and that is Japanese curry is really good.
I would love to try it. That's in almost every show ever.
Yeah.
same. Yeah,
it's very traditional. Evidently, it's like the church potluck meal, where if you're having some sort of big get together, family get together, or a organization or your group is getting together, you know, like that sort of potlucky style thing. Like, it's an easy thing to bring because it goes so far. But I was expecting, like, when I hear curry, I think Indian curry, so very spicy. This was very flavorful, but not spicy at all. I loved it. So good. Yeah. That curry and rice balls, the little triangular rice balls. I love seeing those in shows now, because those are like, the rice balls are in every 7-Eleven known to man.
Oh.
And they're delicious. I could eat those all day. So anyway, Cole, what's your more substantial...
I never question. Said it was substantial. You did. But my question is, Ben, are you watching the Extra Minutes shorts?
Well, that's a great substantial
what
question.
What do you mean?
So at the end of every episode, there's extra minutes, like, or extra time, like in a soccer game, penalty minutes.
Like overtime?
Yeah. And there's little shorts of the, like, character stuff.
They're all humorous. They're not like plot.
They're not plot moving, but they give a little insight to each character. Song? Are you watching those?
Oh, after the ending song. The moment the ending song starts.
Okay.
Called the one where they're looking for the bathroom. That one cracked me up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because the curry one, our favorite character, Ben, has curry, and I don't know if the curry is in the other part of the episode.
No,
so I was like, does Ben even know about that?
Yeah. Oh, okay. When you mentioned other food, I'm like, the only other food I know is the steak he had. I'm pretty sure that's good in Japan too.
It's the trading. The trading.
Yeah,
one,
he
right?
trades for the salad.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he pulls out the yeah, that's true. So actually, Ben, they'd be really easy to watch. If you just go to the episode and like skip to the very end, you would see them. But and even going forward, right.
it's good to know.
It's always the last. Some of them are longer than you think, though.
Yeah, episode three was like
funny.
2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, they're very funny.
I would watch them, Ben, because it gives you a little more insight to each character. Like Chess' favorite character, I kind of hated him for episode 1 and 2, but some of the shorts that he's in, I'm like, okay, I can kind of see the humor in this guy now.
Yeah,
he's a quirky person.
Yeah,
not his quirk, but he's quirky. You know what show I do not watch them because they also have them is Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer has them at the end as well, and I never watch them.
Well, that's just because they just kind of talk to each other in...
It's supposed to be a thing, though. Like, it's supposed to be funny or something. Or something.
Yeah. I still watch them, but I don't think it adds too much.
That's because you watch literally
every
second.
Oh, come
second
on.
Of
yeah,
every
that's true.
Episode.
That is
You never
true.
Skip a theme song or an ending song. I think you watch the credits for fun. Do you sit through the credits at a movie theater?
am I with my family?
No, you're alone.
No, you're not. It's just you.
Then I would.
I knew it.
But if I'm with my family, they always tear me away.
Oh, of course. You're not going to leave.
But I would stay through the whole credits just in case.
I knew that was you. You're that person. You're that person that sits through all the credits.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to have that person.
At least I'm not one of those guys that claps after a movie.
Don't want to be that.
No. What if everyone is clapping, though?
I would say they can't. The people who made this can't hear you, you idiots.
You would say to a theater full of people.
I would stand up and be like, "You're all idiots. Dumb."
That's right.
You're funny. If you're 8 and below, you're allowed to clap at the end of a movie.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Got some rules and regulations.
That's good.
So if I took my 3-year-old and she clapped, so the Paw Patrol movie's coming out. I'm going to take her to see that. So if she clapped at the end of that, you'd be like, that's fine.
I would look at her and be like, that's adorable.
Nice. And then you'd sit through all the credits because you're alone in the Paw Patrol movie.
Yeah.
Right. But if Ben's oldest son stood up and clapped for a movie, I'd be like, you're too old for this.
No.
Sit down.
Yeah. Because he's 9.
Is he 10?
Yeah. Colb's good.
9. That's what
he's good.
Thank you.
What if Ben did it? Would you?
I, you know, I respect Ben so much that I would be seething in my seat, but I would be quiet.
That's what I thought. I know you call me out, but Ben,
strength and honor.
Not.
Strength and honor.
Well, we're just rolling on into the time here, folks.
Yeah, it's like we haven't recorded in a while, but we have. So this is weird.
We have. I almost said that at the beginning of the episode, like, well, it's been a while. And I'm like, no, it's been a minute since we did Blue Log, but we've actually recorded pretty regularly. So
yeah,
I don't know what every episode.
I don't know what that feeling.
Why you have that feeling?
Yeah, why do we have that? I have that feeling right now. Why is that? Mm-hmm. We did record last week.
It's
but I feel like we haven't seen you in forever.
We haven't watched. We haven't recorded Blue Log.
That might be it.
Theory. Okay. And you've watched these a long time ago, so you feel like you've been waiting for this recording for a while. But in reality,
I had to rewatch them.
I can see that. Yeah,
I took an intro to philosophy class, so I understand
very
the psyche.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, I thought about taking it. It was on the curriculum. I read the description. I didn't really. It was.
That's all.
They're offered at colleges, and I went to a college. So,
I mean, you didn't go to college. You just went to a high school that some people went to college afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, people go to college and take those types of courses, of which I'm aware of, ish. I was homeschooled, so I don't really know how it works. But
well, and then again, you don't. You're homeless, so you don't really have a home.
I would have had to have been homeless in high school for that. My mom was teaching me under a bridge.
Yeah,
that is sad, but it's a true story. And with that, we're gonna wrap up our time. Oh, good stuff. Well, if you've sat through all of our ramblings, you know we're in year three, folks.
That's
you're
right.
Used to this by now, so just buckle up. If this is your first time with us, I apologize.
Whoops.
And just expect more of it. So really, I don't apologize for it, actually. This is just how it is. So we are not sponsored by Bubbly, but I enjoyed two of them. And we hope you are here next week. You're on Three Dads. Talking about anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1?
You get three dads talking about anime.
What do you get when three guys love anime?
You get three dads talking about anime.
What do you get when those three guys
love
guys
having, start having kids, children,
dads,
and
so
become fathers
and each have kids
separately?
Went on to each
didn't play
separate ways.
What happens?
So.
You get three dads talking about anime.
Three dads talking about anime.